the movie show here at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM. Okay, it is time for us to review one of the more controversial movies of the year, and here it is.
The bottom line is, we're around each other, and this thing grabs hold of us again in the wrong place, in the wrong time. We're dead.
Okay, here we go. Heath Ledger and Jake, is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Gyllenhaal. They star as Ennis and Jack, two young cowboys that have been hired for a summer of tending sheep high on Brokeback Mountain in Wyoming. During the long summer, their relationship goes beyond friendship and a real reliance on one another develops, mm-hmm. and it eventually becomes physical and emotional. The turning point scene, I thought, was absolutely startling. Not only to the audience, but to the characters.
Yeah.
That's what was so amazing. They're trying to convince each other, and they actually use the word, you know, I'm not queer.
Right.
And that this episode was a one-shot thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a real, oh, man, just a gut-wrenching moment on the screen. But the emotional tie has really taken root here. When the summer job is through, they part. Ennis marries, has children, continues barely scraping by on ranch work. Jack goes back to the rodeo circuit. Eventually, he meets Lorene, played by Anne Hathaway, who's the daughter of a wealthy farm equipment dealer. They marry. Jack endures a life under the thumb of his overbearing father-in-law.
Which is a great scene.
Yeah, it is. There's a showdown scene there that is just off the charts. But the love between Ennis and Jack hasn't diminished. A postcard is sent. They reunite after several years, and they end up periodically over a period of about 20 years, take these fishing trips together. There's a scene where Ennis's wife kind of discovers. And, oh, man, it is just... It is so gut-wrenching and so emotional. This story begins in 63, follows the two cowboys, as I mentioned, for about two decades. It exposes a side of the West that has rarely been told. Larry McMurtry worked on the screenplay on this.
Is this the Lonesome Dove guy?
Yeah. The pain and the joy of their relationship, the toll on them, yeah. on their wives, on their children, the parents, the persecution and the violence is all explored by Ang Lee, who is not above raw and even startling imagery, all while taking time, which I thought was really cool, to sweep the grandeur.
Wasn't that gorgeous?
Oh, it was just gorgeous.
Just shot up in Calgary.
And the grit of the life of living above the laundromat, for example.
Yeah.
It's not a comfortable film. And on so many different levels, it skillfully guts stereotypes and challenges moviegoers without forcing an agenda, which I appreciated.
Yeah, I do.
But Brokeback Mountain, while undoubtedly containing some of the best performances of the year, will be found by many people listening right now to be offensive. It richly deserves its R rating for sexuality, nudity, violence, language. It's not for everyone. Many people have given this the full 4 stars. I'm giving Brokeback Mountain 3 stars, but as we say on the movie show, red flags all over the place. And I mean, and a lot of people are going to be disturbed also that Anne Hathaway, this little gal that was in The Other Side of Heaven and was our little Princess Diaries, you know, yeah. there are nude scenes. So, I mean, boy, disclaimers all over the place on this one. Brokeback Mountain, 3 stars from me.
Well, the thing about this movie is just so unusual and just so intriguing to me. I just felt like after a while, I was a little uncomfortable at times, but keep in mind that the heterosexuality in this film is probably more intense than anything you might perceive as coming with the two gentlemen. So, but I just love the way Ang Lee just sort of, I mean, it was a love story. And that's what's so intriguing to me, was that it was a forbidden attraction by two men. And they knew that they were in trouble here and the families torn apart and... It just had so much going on, so that when I hear people say, oh, have you seen that gay cowboy movie yet? It just doesn't even begin to even scratch the surface of what this movie really is.
Yeah.
So I gave it 3.5 stars. I thought it was a pretty powerful film. And again, it's not for everyone.
Right.
But if you want to see some great performances, I think Heath Ledger was unbelievable in yeah. this movie.
One thing that bugged me a little bit, he mumbles a lot, and I had a hard time catching some of the lines. But then again, I've been around enough ranchers, farmers, and so on, and that's how they talk.
I know. I know cowboys that are just like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Kind of, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You know, I joke with our relatives back in Missouri. The whole idea is to say a sentence and not move your lips. You know,
well, he accomplished
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he accomplished that. So, Brokeback Mountain. And again, red flags all over the field on
this
one.
It is rated R.
And it is rated R. Absolutely.